Welcome back to the Mom Mentality Show. I'm Austin, this is Chris, and we have a whole Kanban full of things to talk about. And what jumps out at you first, Chris, to pull down from the list here?
Let's go in order. So just sharing might be good to attack. I think last time we had a number of these other items, and then we had thought a little bit about adding to the course of things that we're going to pick off. So this has now added some more items, so let's just go into that.
All right, sounds good. So just sharing, and I'll kick it off with maybe a story of, and then maybe you can fill in some more detail, was
sure.
One of the first interactions I had with Jason Kearney, really a great guy, great mob programmer and technical coach, was before he basically gave a whole lot of things that sounded like recommendations and advice. He basically just said, look, everything I'm saying is just sharing, you know, experiences that I've worked for me and teams that I've been on. It's really, really hard to recommend, especially when you're talking about complicated, complex software work or any similar industry. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was a really novel idea at the time, because usually what you tend to hear is like, hey, we tried one thing on one team and it worked, so everyone in the world should do this now, you know, and so
prescriptive, right?
Very prescriptive, right? And I mean, sometimes there's a need for prescription, but it was very inspiring. And so I don't know, do you know more behind him saying that? You're pretty good friends with Jason. And
so kind of in the past, even this kind of goes back even to Woody, because a lot of the times we would say something along the lines of, you know, we're not telling you to do mob programming. We're just saying that this is a practice and this is our story, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that goes back to even, you know, you can even talk to it further by saying that everybody can evolve their practice to be in line with their environment and their situation, right? And so yeah. I think anything that you get will be subject to your current situation, right? The people you have, the organization, even corporate antibodies will play into what you can and can't do at a time. And so a lot of, you know, what we will talk about here and a lot of what different organizations are doing, right, you want to have as many instances of what others are doing to then fuel your decision making on what you should do, right? But there's no right answer for everyone, I think, and that's a big thing, is when you get these prescriptive practices, it could be really damaging because you're trying to fit your context into this. And so I think my biggest recommendation is that you should evolve your practices iteratively, rather than trying to say we're going to do a big bang release, right? And so I think in that you have to take into account distribution of innovation theory and everything that's involved in that, and treating it as you know, bring on the interested people and making it successful, because that's going to be your best chance at actually showing that something can work, and then making your practices malleable enough to change in that way. And so I think I had some advice or some feedback from one of the talks that I gave, and it was this idea of, I said during the talk, you know, you should always have a way of removing a bad practice from your environment.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of the times I'll ask people that are like, how do we be more like what you're doing? And I'm like, well, you know, don't worry about it. Do the iterative thing instead. But I think one key thing that I think people need to make sure that exists in their organization is, what is the mechanism for a bad practice to leave your organization?
Right.
Right. And if you don't know the answer to that, that could be like even the one core issue, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't really iteratively adopt new things if the old things won't go away, because you only have so much capacity for process, right?
Right.
So I think that's really important.
Yeah, and it reminds me of a talk, I think his name was Chris Lucian, on the culture of experimentation or something,
sure,
like that. Yeah. But I think the whole idea is the more I studied it, the way it kind of became more concrete and like kind of had some definition behind it. And I'm going to botch the name, so you're going to have to correct me. Kinephrine framework?
It's like spelled Kinephrine.
The Kinephrine framework. That's the one. Google that. The Kinephrine framework, but it talks about different systems, right? And you go from simple to complicated, to complex, to complicated.
Sure.
Yeah, but basically when you get in the realm where software development is done, it's in the realm where you can't just take what worked for company A and apply it and expect it to work, right? Yeah. You got to experiment, inspect, and adapt, right? And yeah. So any practice, whether it's mob programming, whether it's test-driven development, whether it's anything you'll see in a huge agile framework, you know, yeah. is to take one piece of it, experiment with it, try it, inspect it, adapt, and then figure out, okay, is this working? Let's turn it up. If it's not working, let's make it leave the system, like yeah. you said, right? And so, and we're about to get into a whole bunch of things that'll sound like we're recommending everyone should do X, Y, and Z. We'll be talking about learning time, psychological safety, and retros, and a lot of these big things. And but so I think it'd be a good starter topic is to say, hey, we're just sharing. These are things that have worked well for us and in our spaces. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great thing to try out in your environment and see if it works for you.
Yeah. I think the next topic is distribution of innovation. So maybe next time we can get everybody together and talk about that.
Sounds great.
All right.
See you next time.
See you next time.